Shalom lachem, anachnu bishivat katavim.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the writer's meeting with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello. And it's the seventh day of the Guardian of the Walls operation. Fire is going strong against Israel. Missiles are being fired. There's lots of destruction, casualties. And we see that we're completely dependent on the IDF. The IDF had a very successful made several very successful operations in Gaza, what brings us closer to achieving our military goals in the current round. And is that good or not good for us? Because we have a much stronger army than the Hamas.
Sure,
but it won't give us peace. Victory is not peace. Military victory, operational victory. It will completely not provide us with a good, safe future. It won't happen that way. We need to understand that peace depends on our connection. Like it says in many of our sources, and if we will be connected, then that's called peace. Wholeness, perfection. The Jews between them, the nation of Israel between them, and then by that, we will cause peace to the nation of Israel and the rest of the world. And if we do not cause that kind of peace, then we reach a state where the entire world eventually will be against us. And we see that every time that maybe we're succeeding in some of our operations, military-wise. But in regard to the world, we are losing more and more. Everyone's talking about the Iron Dome, about the Israeli military, but not about our relationships. True. The world thinks according to the tools that they have. According to how they can increase their sense of security. But we can't be dependent only on that. According to what Kabbalists explain, we need to be connected to one another by ties of mutual connection up to the point of love. And if we do not come to that, nothing will help us. No armaments, nothing. If the power of the Jewish people, of the Israeli nation, is in our unity and we're in a state of dispute, why do we put our trust in the military? That's how we want for things to be. It's much easier than each of us fighting their own ego. That I will have to love the other person, to bend myself toward everyone else, that I have to reach a state where to only take others into consideration. I don't want that. I'm willing to even fight the rest of the world, but not myself. We're actually escaping our problem. Yes, we are. Our problem is that by making peace between us, we project peace onto the rest of the world, because we are a nation that at its foundation is connected, or that was established artificially, not like any other nation in the world. The roots of the 70 nations of the world exist in us, and this is what we consist of. We're not a nation like all other nations. We're not counted among the nations of the world, and the nations of the world also don't feel that we are like them. And we too feel ourselves, no matter how much we talk about being like you and that we want to be like you and this. No, no. They're relating to us differently. We're different. We're foreign. It's like we're from outer space. There are even theories that we came from some other galaxy.
עדיין לא הבנתי שאתה אומר שאנחנו בורחים ללכת...
When you say that we...
במקום להילחם בתוכנו.
Instead of fighting ourselves internally, we can go and fight the rest of the world. No, that's not what I said. See how much you don't want to listen to what I'm saying? I say that we didn't fight the rest of the world. No one. We need to only fight our mutual rejection within the nation of Israel. We have to fight the enemy that is among us and only. If the power of connection is a decisive force, how is it that Tzal, the IDF, is, you know, so successful where we're disputed? Well, it's something marginal, but I'll answer. It's because we have to get more opportunities in order to understand that the real success is in our connection. So we're given more time to make it, to do it, in order to defeat the Arabs, our neighbors. We're getting an extension so that afterwards we'll be able to maybe get some more time and think, why is it, what for, what does the Torah say about this? Why do we need to bring to the entire world, love your neighbor as yourself? And if we don't do it, then all the nations go against us in order to destroy us. How many opportunities will we get? I can't say. I think that it's already beyond that. What we're given is, you know, is like written down at our expense. Can the nation of Israel win in both fronts, the front of connection and the military front? We don't need it. It's just like a transitional phase. We have to reach a state where we enter the war against the forces of separation that exist, rejection that exist within the nation of Israel against each other, up to the point where all of Israel become as friends. Love another as yourself. And then we will suddenly see that to the measure to which we come closer to the nation, we start discovering that this is how all the external forces that hated us and rejected us and whatnot, they all become friendly forces. How do you actually fight the forces of rejection? These are very powerful natural forces. I don't know. First of all, we have to talk about it. We have to convince ourselves that we have no choice, and this is the only thing that we have to convince you about. No, I don't know. Let's first fight. Let's first find out that this is our true goal, that unless we reach that, this will be our burial place. So right now, in our current tools, what does it mean to fight? To do everything that we can for the sake of connection? Yes, everything that you can, you have to do only for the sake of connection. You never heard about this? I did, but you know, you feel it every time from a different angle. So that's the thing. That nonetheless, We have to try and understand the law. And that we can't escape it. We'll have to keep it. And it's possible that we'll have to keep it under much worse conditions that today, than today. Moving to our next item, alongside with the conflicts and the mixed cities and with the deep rift that was revealed between the Jews and Arabs, there are many initiatives to reconcile the sides. The idea is to show that not all Arabs are terrorists and there are those that want to live together in peace, and not like the media shows things are different. What do you think about these initiatives? Do they stand a chance? Of course they don't. You can't go against the law of nature. But first of all, we have to show our connection, and the mutual hate between the Jews is so strong that it can cover all the other hates in the world, between nations and families and parties and whatever, you name it. If Jews make peace, then there is no problem. The entire world reaches peace, completion, wholeness. This is what we have to understand, that all the problems in the world are due to our separation. And therefore, we have to treat this, you know, seriously. The efforts made to reconcile Jews and Arabs won't do anything. To the contrary, it'll only bring about greater hate. If before the previous operation we didn't see such outbursts in Jerusalem, in Akko, we even thought that maybe nonetheless there's some kind of a method or chance of coexistence. Today, it's clear that it cannot be and it will not happen. And as much as the leftist or whoever want to tell you that they have a solution for connection, without previous connection between Jews, it's all a lie. It won't happen. Why do these efforts bring to greater separation? As always, even like it is in families, if you make a connection and you don't take care of the root of the problem, then it only shows you hate more explicitly. Why are we given these states where the stage lights are directed at the Arab-Israeli war instead of showing us the real problem, which is the relationships between Jews? There is a war between us all the time, only that it's not with live ammo, but with cold weapons, hate, remoteness, estrangement, disrespect and disregard. It's something that's going on ceaselessly between Jews, between children and grown-ups and at all ages and whoever, you name it. But still, to understand, why is the system arranged in such a way that we're focusing on a different problems? Now we're focusing on the Jewish-Arab relationships, we're not focusing on the relationships between Jews. The Jews between themselves are in an ongoing war. There is no nation that has such inner hate since the destruction of the Second Temple and to this day and on as the Jews. No other nation. It is at our root, and it's not that we're to blame. It is our nature, because we come from the innermost kernel of reality, which is the egoistic will to receive on the human level.
אני אמשיך. הערבים משולבים בכל מקום בחברה הישראלית.
Arabs, everywhere. They're everywhere in Israeli society. Banks, universities, hospitals, everywhere practically. Now, because of the situation, part of the Jews fear Arabs. Do you think that this, from this point and on, we'll have to regroup as a society? Maybe not yet, because still, after fights come calmer times, that we have a certain period of time from nature where we can do something, but eventually we'll have no choice but to pay attention, not to our relations with the Arabs, but to the relationships between us, Dudi. Just that is where the root of the problem is. You want for it to be corrected between Jews and Arabs? Go ahead, correct the relations between Jews. Okay, now imagine that you are a Jewish doctor and the team working with you are Arabs. Now, I understand that you have to correct your attitude but toward other Jews, but still, you have to function normally at work. How do you overcome the tension between you and the Arabs? I'm familiar with it. This one time, I was involved in an accident that I barely came out of, and it happened in Judea and Samaria. And I was taken, Simeon remembers too, he was there. I was taken to the hospital, and I was operated on, and the team that took care of me after the operation were only Arabs, and they talked around me in Arabic, and I was just laying there after the operation, because I was, you know, I was in a situation where I might live, I might die. And I was in their hands, really in their hands. Whereas I remember that I really wanted to drink and I couldn't. And I really asked them. So one of the sisters, she gave me like a spoon of water. To this day, I remember it. What I want to say is that then too, it was very strange that after an accident that I caused several deaths to Arabs from Judea and Samaria, and now I'm in their hands. I remember that it was, you know, I looked at them, I started feeling them. It's a problem. But the problem, again, it's not them. They're not the problem. The hands of kings and the hearts of kings and ministers are all in the hands of the Creator, meaning that everything depends on us. If we reach peace and connection between us up to the point of love, we will see the very same attitude and even better from them, and even better. It's the law of nature, and unless we keep it, we will not exist. And it says about it very strictly what is expected of us.
What you just
explained were to happen now. Suppose you're in a hospital bed and you're in the hands of Arab doctors. You're in a state where there's tension, there's hate. I understand that your work is toward other Jews. That's where the deepest cure is. But still, in those moments where you're afraid, where you're in fear that someone might do something to you, what do you do about those feelings? How do you work with that? I don't know. I perform different actions not to be in that situation. They also knew it was a big team because I was in a life-threatening situation. It's a special department in the Hadassah and Kaim Hospital in Jerusalem. They knew what I did, how I caused the death of, I don't know, someone once told me, 14 people. Simeon, do you remember? Inside the car, it wasn't 14, but 3 or 4, something like that. Just to emphasize that it wasn't your fault. You had to do what you did in order not to be hit head-on by the minibus, and it was the minibus' fault. It was their fault. It's not that you caused this accident. Right, but that's all details. But what I want to say is that, of course, all these things, they lead us to a state where after this operation, I don't know how can the country go back to how things were before, because there is such hate and such a rift between Jews and Arabs. That how do you refit them in our society like it was before? I don't think that it will be possible to place them in our society as before. So how do you bridge that? I don't know. I know that next to me there is the Rami Levi supermarket. And only Arabs work there. All the workers are Arabs. And I hear that people don't go there. People don't go there. They go to other stores. So you understand that if there is such fear between us and remoteness, estrangement, eventually we will want to be disconnected from each other. Still, I don't understand how to deal with the fear. On the inside, I feel, even when I walked here, I saw a group of Arabs, and naturally, because of the media and the atmosphere, I felt fear. I crossed to the other side. It's like a black cat that passed between these two nations and strengthened the fear. What do you do? Do I have to work on it? Do we have to work on it on the political, social level? You have to work only on love toward your nation. And by that, you project onto them too, onto the Arabs, a better attitude towards you. Because all the hate, all the problems in the world depend only on connection between Jews. Why will it not help to come closer to them? Come closer by what? You can do whatever you want. Take whatever steps you want toward them. They don't understand it. They don't feel it. It doesn't work on them. Just one thing works on them. That you will come closer to Jews openly, to be as one man and one heart as much as possible, and then you will see how the entire world, not only Arabs, but the entire world, all the media, all the enemies, all the everything that have this burning inner hate toward Jews, you know, explicit anti-Semites, suddenly they will start being, that, you know, they'll cool down from all their hate and everything. They start treating you nicely. We're the only ones that can do it by our connection. That's the only thing that we need. What happens now, in an hour, tomorrow? Because we're talking about our connection, but until it'll happen, they'll kill us. They're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. We. By the team of our writers and disseminators, as much as possible, in all possible ways of media, and even to pay for this dissemination in different places, we need to disseminate the knowledge of this, that to change the opinion of our Arab neighbors and the rest of the world is possible only through our connection. So they'll say, great, I hope you connect. They who? The world. Nah, the entire world's a dummy. And also our neighbors. They're all dependent on us. On us and only. We are the representatives of all of those nations, and if we connect between us, it projects on all nations. Suddenly, there'll be this kind of inner inclination, motion, that they will also want to be connected between them and to us. And then we'll feel it in practice. Armament and wars in the world and different disputes with how things were between people, it doesn't matter where, everything will calm down if Jews will come closer to one another. Now that we have to disseminate full speed ahead, why do all troubles come due to the lack of connection between Jews and Israel? I don't have the strength to explain this to you now, Miss. I thought that you learned something in our organization that disseminates the wisdom of Kabbalah. I'm sorry to hear that. You don't even know what are we studying about. What is the main principle of this organization? It's a problem. Probably the people acting there are also those that don't understand what are they supposed to disseminate and talk about. So what are they doing there? No, we know, and we're really trying to disseminate precisely all the necessary messages. There's nothing else besides this message to disseminate. Only that.
Kendall.
Okay.
Shelly.
לא תמשיך איתה.
נו, אחד משניים, נו.
לגבי ההשפעה שיש לעם ישראל.
About the influence that the nation of Israel has over our Arab neighbors. You said that if we come closer, suddenly they feel calm, they respect us. Incorrect. We don't have to come closer to them. No, I mean between us. Between us, right. So how does it work? Is it magic? I am not going to explain to you the laws of the spiritual world. I'm not. You have to accept it as a law. That's it. What can I tell you? That you push a button on the wall and suddenly the light turns on. Can you explain that? But you see that this is how it works because there is someone who arranged that in advance. But still, in our explanation, how can we give some kind of hint, some kind of something that people will accept it and it won't sound, you know, as something? Okay, fine. The Creator wants to bring man to become like Him. To become like Him means to bring him to a state of love. Love, bestowal, which is the nature of the Creator, is something that you can come to only from the opposite state of hate, fear, etc., etc. And therefore, first of all, you have to feel the opposite, because everything we attain, the created beings, not like the Creator, but from a thing and its opposite. So first of all, we have to feel the rejection and hate between us, and only afterwards, love covers all crimes. We can reach from rejection and hate to connection and love. In order to do that, then throughout history, it was done so that from all the 70 nations of the world, because that's the root of the spiritual Zeranpin, and the 70 nations of the world, from each and every nation, there were small tribes in Babylon, made small, these small tribes in Babylon in order to mix them. This was thousands of years ago in ancient Babylon, during the times of Nimrod and Abraham. And then, what happened is that in Babylon, hate erupted between everyone. They all entered a state where they hate each other, and only Abraham, who was actually their priest, he pulled them toward connection. Connection between them. And therefore, several people joined him from all those 70 groups, small nations that lived in Babylon back then, and they reached a kind of connection between them, and they called themselves Israel, those that are aimed directly toward the Creator, the law of nature, of bestowal and love, that they want to follow this good attitude of love another as yourself between them, and to reach connection that way through the correction of their relations. And there are many things written about that. That's something that you all know. We are those offsprings of that group, the descendants of that group that Abraham brought together, that he brought together from connected out of all of those Babylonians, and that from that point on they headed toward connection. And this is how we are since then until now. We're getting married to one another, having children. Thousands of years went by, many generations. And to this day, we're actually, we have the same task that we have to become as one man and one heart. What can I tell you? That we have not advanced toward that. We did, but mostly our advancement was actually through rejection, fear, big suffering. And today we're already in a new state. That's different, very different. That we have the same land as if the land of Israel, and we're here. And we got an explanation, the Torah, as to what is our role, how are we supposed to do it, and we're trying to explain this to the nation of Israel, that this is how they're called for, based on their future role, that they have to reach connection and to love another as yourself, etc., etc. And this is what we have to do. So first of all, thank you for the explanation, and you really mentioned the Torah. We're really on the verge of today is the Shavuot holiday, the Pentecost holiday eve. What do we need now more than ever, Dr. Lightman? That the great rule of the Torah is love another as yourself. That's it. Are we ready to accept the Torah? If we're not, then this will be our burial place, as it is written. Around Mount Sinai, at the foot of Mount Sinai, we said, we shall do and we shall hear. What do we have to do today, and what shall we hear if we will do what we have to? You have to do what you didn't finish back then, to reach such a connection that all of Israel are responsible for one another, getting closer, feeling that everyone's willing to answer anything that we're demanding of the other, and that way we reach connection. And if we connect inside us, among us, it means that we're connecting the roots of the 70 nations of the world. And as a result of that, all the nations of the world connect between them. And all the wars and all the problems come to an end. It's the law of nature. We don't have to do anything. No acts of explanation. Among Jews, among Indians, Americans, doesn't matter who and what. We just need to arrange the connection between us. Can one tree grow out of some of the nations?
Yeah.
We're already after that. We have to connect these roots between that. Where love covers all crimes, and this is how we come to one tree. What is that tree? The Israeli nation that we have to build. It's not like Ben-Gurion said back then that we're establishing the nation of Israel on the land of Israel. It wasn't established and it wasn't nothing. It's a spiritual nation. It is a nation that includes the roots of all the nations of the world, and therefore whatever happens in it, this is what will be felt by the rest of the nations of the world, and this is what they will come to. And therefore they're completely dependent on what we do. What exactly are these roots? Spiritual roots from the spiritual tree that we have 7 times 10. The 7 sefirot of Zeran been called the tree of life, and it has the 7 sefirot. 7 times 10, which are the 70 nations of the world. So we're living in a reality that's completely interconnected internally. and that any change in this organ called Israel influences the rest of the world. True, we're the foundation, the center of this entire structure, and every nation, regardless of the form in which they exist today, seems to us that there's some kind of confusion, something. But every nation feels on the inside. It's not that they feel it, that they're aware of it. They feel on the inside how dependent they are on Israel. And therefore, we are always in the view of all nations. We're in their sights. How can we better explain to people about the interconnected reality that we don't feel right now? We don't have to explain it to them. And I don't care what they think now. Because once we start arranging our relations, they'll feel themselves differently toward Israel. They will feel that there is hate, that the hate is dissipating from the world. So does the fear that they don't want to fight or nothing. It all depends on Israel. How is it possible to explain to the Jewish people, to the people of Israel, that their situation influences their inner state, influences everything? It's something that the wisdom of Kabbalah explains. We have to find sources and to explain it openly to the nations of the world. To the nation of Israel and to the nations of the world, that everyone will know that it's not these operations that can arrange these things. This will actually not give anything. But until we arrange the proper relations between us, the world will not come down. And it won't help us to fight each other, defeat each other. It's something that is above all human plans. At the state of Mount Sinai, just before we received the Torah, we were given this condition that either you connect or this will be your burial place. Is it relevant today too? Of course. There's no sooner or later in the Torah, all these laws are eternal. Is the Torah intended for the entire world eventually? Of course, only through us. We're the roots, as Baal HaSulam writes at the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar, that from us it is passed on to the rest of the world. I'm thinking about how to logically explain this. Maybe that the Jewish nation is like the heart of that body called humanity. Yeah, but I don't like, you know, you can say anything, it's all true, but I don't like these examples. Heart, body. You can, but today it's no longer, maybe. Maybe that's good too. If there is no synchronization with the heart, in the heart, then the entire system collapses. You're right. I don't know. In the meantime, it seems like, I don't know.
So,
about the dispute, the confrontation in Israel is also spreading abroad. Synagogues were attacked in Germany. Jewish communities in France and Britain are in a state of emergency on the social media, besides the hate that's spreading against Jews from different groups and individuals. Celebrities with millions of followers are turning against Israel, and there is a 250% surge in anti-Semitism on the net and all over the world. So how does the world look at us nowadays? You see how the world looks at us. You see, what is there to add here? And it'll only go and grow. So much so that they won't stand us anywhere in the world. They simply won't. There will be no corner in this world where Jews can live quietly, but only on condition that they make peace with one another, connection with each other, as one man and one heart. All of Israel are friends. If they advance systematically toward that, then they can live anywhere in the world, and the nations of the world will take them on their shoulders, and they will bring them to the general connection called the Mountain of the Creator. Even if the conflict will pass after a few days or weeks, what harm does it do to our image? I don't think that it's harm. I don't think it's harm. I think that actually this way, because we have no choice, we're advancing toward good. That finally, we have to discover that by military operations, we cannot build ourselves. We're building ourselves only by acts of connection. Should we mind what the world thinks about us? No, we should mind why did we not yet reach a connection of love between us. That's what's important, because everything else that goes on with the world is a direct result of what goes on between us. What explanation will be considered good toward the world? We have to take our sources and where it says about this. Ask Dudi, ask Akoka, all their team that are collecting the study materials for us, and we'll learn about it. Would you like to study about it on the lessons? Because it's more... I don't think that we have anything to hide. And we're not dealing with Israel here, but we're dealing with the entire world. And we want for everyone to know what is our role, and all of our friends around the world are also called Yashar Kel, Israel, those aimed straight toward the Creator, the quality of bestowal. So let's all of us work on this together. I'm ready to talk about this to everyone. We'll arrange the sources. It's not that we have to hide anything here, but to the contrary, to explain more and more to the entire world. There's also a different face to the conflict. There is surprising support around the world. The Austrian counselor put the Israeli flag, put up the Israeli flag. Also, the Czech Republic, the Ukrainian government, many other different places in the world, in the same places where there are pro-Palestinian rallies. There are also some things in our favor. Did anything change to our benefit? No, nothing will ever change to our own benefit unless we change to our benefit first. So it's no more than politics, everything that you see. I don't think that the heart of any leader in any country that suddenly his heart toward Israel changed. He had a change of heart toward Israel. It's impossible, because when Israel behaves the way that it does, an inner hate, where there is an inner struggle between all parties and everything, by that it awakens hate toward itself from everyone. But there are different calculations going on here. Unfortunately, I have to say that I'm not, I don't understand any other laws of nature. Only egoistic calculations activate people, and therefore, if he decides to put the Israeli flag on the municipality building, then, you know, it's probably, it pays off. Why? I don't know. This I don't know. Really. I don't want to say that he got money. I don't want to say that he has relatives, friends there. I don't know what. Maybe he has also an inclination toward it. Hard to say. So maybe it's to give us the confidence that everything's fine. God forbid. What are we, kids, that we will build our security on some leader in the world giving us a smile? Nah. Behind all of this, there are big forces. He has a government, he has a parliament, and so on. How come? Who'll allow him to do it? It's done so. Well, it's politics. But to us it doesn't matter. It won't help us in any way. The laws of nature do not change. We will have to reach love of Israel, which is above everything, and only this love will defeat, and the world will then turn to us with a smile. Our time's almost up. So the last item, the UN will discuss the Israeli-Palestinian conflict today. Under the pressure of China, Anthony Blinken then said that Washington supports an open conversation in the UN. On the other hand, Hug is thinking about looking at this as a crime of war. That's what's going on now. So we'll hear different voices from the UN, the United States, Europe, to end the war, to end our military response. What do you think we should do? Israel. No, we can't do much. And besides, whatever we do, it won't help, because eventually the hate won't stop, because we're not stopping it between us. So between the nations of the world, it won't stop either, between nations and between all nations, and from all nations toward us. And therefore, what they're doing on these kinds of discussions in the UN and the Hague, it doesn't change the situation in any way. It really doesn't. Why do we need the pressure? Will it help us unite? I hope so. That at least that. But usually it doesn't work. Because politically wise, we're trying to somehow calm things down. No one from our government is concerned with arranging this conflict between us and our neighbors, and in general between us and all other nations, in a real, authentic manner, our way, as our holy Torah, the wisdom of Kabbalah, explains. And therefore, nothing will happen. Only by our dissemination will we maybe be able to more and more explain to the nation of Israel, You don't want any more such operations and wars. You want to live in peace when you go outside, that you won't be afraid that someone will jump you on your own streets in front of your very home. Then there's just one solution. Start coming closer to one another. Talking. Smiling. To understand that only by that you can change reality and make the entire world friendly towards you. There will be pressure toward us, against us, on us, from the world. From the world. The more the better. The more the better. And let's hope that it will work. And if not, then we'll come to world wars, we'll come to people eating each other alive. Like it says in our sources, what can happen in the future? There are no concessions. The Creator, He doesn't concede the end of creation, that we have to reach a state where all of creation unites on this one planet, in one circle. What could be the common baby around which all of Israel can unite? One heart, as one man and one heart. You have plenty of excerpts about it. No problem to be correctly impressed by them. And that's how to reach good. In conclusion, Gilad, yeah, there's lots of radicality, extremism, where Jews and Arabs refuse to be enemies, showing different kinds of cooperation. Maybe we can ride on that. Let's do a campaign. Jews refuse to be enemies to other Jews. No problem. No problem. Go ahead, do it. Have such a campaign. These article, those, go ahead. No problem. The main thing is that it will bring Jews closer and that it will be possible to convince and show that the ball is in our court, in our hands, and this is how we will advance. Good? I'm in favor. Okay, we'll do it. And we have to do it now. The more, as much as possible. So, chin up. You know what has to be done. And it's a much better situation, actually, than we ever had. Because we are on the corporeal level, helpless. And in times of trouble, from these times or in these times, Israel can be saved.